Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Band is back together.
Returned once more to our seats.
We're all doing podcasts again. We got Gordy on guitar.
Guitar sound.
Carmen is on drums.
Ba-dum-tish.
Do a good fill.
And I'm on cocaine.
Every band needs that one.
Yeah, Tyler's the edge one to our band.
It's an important role to fill.
Sorry, what?
Tyler's our edge.
Was he known for doing cocaine? The edge?
The Edge.
Yeah,
from you two,
from Bono.
There is a man who calls himself The Edge.
The Edge from Bono.
Are you not referring to The Edge?
How punk is he?
That's for you to decide, isn't it?
I don't know. Is you two punk? I wouldn't say it too loud because you're gonna get punched in the fucking head for saying it.
Put On Your Boots is a pretty punk song. It's a punk anthem. I would say.
Yeah, you think the Joshua Tree is a very punk album?
Tyler is our edginess.
Okay, I did wonder if you were referring to
Gordy.
To a man who doesn't have a lot of edge to him. From what I can tell, he owns like a delay pedal. Like, I can do that. I can go out and spend $100 on one of those.
If we were in a band, could I legally call myself the edginess? Is that distinct enough?
Yeah, probably. Trademark it.
Ooh, I mean, probably.
Can you call yourself The Wedge?
Yes.
Can our band be called W2?
W2.
Or W3.
And it's all songs about taxes. In the style of U2. Boy, they can't get us then because it's parody.
Can we make it more punk?
This brings me to the
and
topic.
I still haven't found Recedes accountable.
This brings me to the topic I wanted to talk about, which is grifts.
Yeah?
Because we were sent a letter inviting us to be victims
to
of a grift.
Partake in a grift.
And it seems like anybody can just do it, right? Like, you can just grift.
Yeah, you can say you're whoever.
And it seems like they work pretty well. We just need to start a GoFundMe. Let's start another GoFundMe to build the border wall and just put a lot of MAGA stuff on there, and we'll raise money.
And then, yeah, it's then easy. We'll just, like, redirect it to Flint. Do they have drinking water yet? I don't think they do.
I don't think Flint has clean drinking water yet. If you want to make a good donation somewhere, that's a good one. Syrian white helmets, another good option.
These are sounding not like grifts anymore.
Those two are not grifts.
This is a Robin Hood situation.
I see.
I don't know that. See, that's a good area to get into because I don't like you shouldn't grift people. But if you do,
grift the jackasses.
If you grift the rich, and then donate to the poor, like you are a modern day computer's Robin Hood. I think.
The trouble with grifting the rich is that they pay poorer people to read their shit for them, and those people know what they're looking at. Like, Bill Gates is not going to pick up a workplace compliance letter from his mailbox and be like, well, this looks official.
Yeah. Well, you just got to get at him a different way, I think.
Galas.
Galas? Rocks that you put in your vagina like Gwyneth Paltrow does?
What now?
That's real.
This is why I don't pay attention to pop culture past the 1800s. What now?
Gwyneth Paltrow suggested... special crystals that go up in your V'ger and they...
She's a goop lady.
Yeah. And they cleanse or do something. Align your energies.
You just like... You quickly fuck a Himalayan sea salt and then your inside bits are pure.
I don't know. But it's a special crystal. It's not just any crystal.
Is it like... Is it cleansed in moonlight before you put it in your...
I don't know the details. I know that some medical professionals advised people not to do that.
Yeah, maybe don't take any medical advice from Gwyneth Paltrow or put anything that Gwyneth Paltrow gives you into any orifice of your body.
How susceptible to pretend ghosts do you think Gwyneth Paltrow is?
Do go on.
It depends how sincerely she believes in the things that she's marketing.
Follow-up question. How long has it been since I've talked about Christmas Carol? Because I'm about to again.
A couple weeks, at least.
That's long enough.
It did come up fairly recently.
We just got a Scrooger.
Yeah.
By being pretend ghosts.
Okay. And say, you've been wicked.
Mm-hmm. Goop has been wicked.
You will be visited by three, like, the ghosts of... grifting
past. Or consumerism past.
Grifting past, present, and future. What are the ghosts?
What are the ghosts?
In this rewrite.
Well, how much money do we have?
Have we successfully grifted Tom Hanks at this point?
We have $80 million to make this blockbuster.
Okay.
Can we just hire Tom Hanks?
I don't see why not. I mean, that seems like a Tom Hanks salary. Here, Tom Hanks, $80 million. Can you do ghost stuff to Gwyneth Paltrow?
But be three different ghosts.
Can you be... Tom Hanks is a pro. I'm sure he can be three ghosts.
That's what I'm saying.
We could get Ray Romano on a discount, though, and tell him that it's a serious role.
I think that voice might give him away.
He's a Jacob Marley at best.
He's a budget ghost.
He's the ghost who tells you you're about to see some ghosts. And you're like, no shit, ghost.
Yeah. Ray Romano as Marley, Tom Hanks as three different ghosts, all happening in Gwyneth Paltrow's bedroom.
Yeah.
To what end? We got to recoup this $80 million somehow.
Save the world.
Okay. You're saying spooking Gwyneth Paltrow is its own reward.
Yeah.
Into not selling vagina rocks.
Yeah, like, Gwyneth Paltrow, use your Goop platform to make it a good organization. Change Goop to good.
Change Goop to good is a very good non-profit slogan.
Gordy, you have a browser?
Yeah.
What is good.com?
Who has good.com? Take us there, Gordy. Take us on a journey.
To good.com.
Or net. I'm picky.
Or biz.
One assumes this URL is taken, right?
One would assume.
Is good.good taken?
Okay. Or fine. It goes to blackberry.com.
Wow. Mm.
Good get, I guess. You did get me on your website.
Blackberry got that in early, you think, huh?
Is that the only thing Blackberry owns anymore?
It's good.com.
Is there a thing you can go to that says who owns what domains?
If it wasn't BlackBerry, it was going to be Justin McElroy.
Hey, good.net. Totally available.
Cool.
Try good.good.
Good.biz. Very available. Good.edu.
BlackBerry fell asleep on their hole.
Good.edu.
Can anybody just grab an EDU?
I think there are requirements.
You have to do at least a little eduing.
You have to put in your edu time.
All these others are ripe. Try good.egg. Nah, just some restaurant stuff. What are you allowed to put as the thing, the end part?
I think they open that up pretty wide.
The suffix? Can you do like good.fuck?
Can you do good.pacmanquidditch?
I'm just going to search Pac-Man Quidditch domain suffix.
I think you just have to pay like an extra fee to get all jangly in the suffix.
I mean, it's just vanity plates now, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
That's the new thing.
Yeah. Well, the possibilities are out there.
Sure.
I like good.better. It's a website.
Good.goop. Goop.good.
Goop.good.
Can we return for a moment? To yes. Computers Robin Hood.
Yes, please do.
Because that's cybercrime.
It is.
And that's very near to the cyberpunk genre.
Yeah.
So then we have like a cyberpunk Nottingham. Is that the place?
Nottingham is the place.
What's the woods?
It's Robin Hood with three
Sherwood
zeros.
Forest.
There we go. So the internet is Sherwood Forest.
Well, no, the server that he's cracking into is Notting.ham.
Yeah, and he's doing it from Sherwood Forest.
Which is the Reddit of...
Which is a server or a mainframe or whatever you do when you live in a computer or something.
It's a good forum.
I would
it's,
watch...
It's Robin underscore Hood and three zeros instead of O's.
I don't know. Has there ever been like a Robin Hood adaptation into another genre? As far as I know, they just keep trying to remake like the classic Robin Hood story and it's never quite...
Closest.
Just never quite landed.
Closest is shifting it to comedy with Men in Tights.
Yeah. and that's Mel Brooks's special brand.
Yeah.
Like, it's not working in like the medieval history type setting.
You can't beat that fuckable fox.
Right. Yeah, like, that's the best.
Stop trying.
That's the best TV adaptation.
Disney made furries. You can't top that. You're not going to have the same cultural impact.
So and then years later, they did it again with Zootopia just to prove that they could.
Well, they have to keep it fresh.
I mean, maybe, like...
They couldn't guarantee the next generation was going to watch the old Black Diamond animated films.
Like, take him out of that setting and put him in a new one, because I think at this moment in time, people might be very thirsty for stories about the rich people getting got.
And if you want to make them thirstier, make it a cyberpunk fox.
There is a play within a play. The play is called Curtains, and the play within it is called Robin Hood, Robin with an apostrophe. And it is Oklahoma, but Robin Hood.
That sounds horrible.
So it's like
Oklahoma
Robin Hood Cowboys. And everyone in the show hates it. So it doesn't sound like it worked out pretty well.
I mean, they
is
did.
This recent?
Don't
is
channel...
It from, like 8 years ago, maybe?
Mm. Don't channel Rodgers and Hammerstein in any project. Let them be where they are, which is no longer relevant. And a bad idea.
But that's the only incarnation of Robin Hood in a different genre that I can think of. Is a reference in a different play.
About it being Old West?
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been, like, westerns and things with elements of Robin Hood.
Probably.
Because those do tend to, like, that the seemed... anti-hero.
I mean, they love to chomp the fucking samurai dicks more than anything.
Yeah, they do. Well, it's mostly Kurosawa, I think.
Yeah, it's one specific samurai dick that they are chomping at.
Like, I don't know how many other, like, non-Kurosawa samurai movies have been adapted into westerns.
I would have to look.
But I can think of a couple. But, like, a lot of his samurai movies, they're just like, oh, that looks cool. Yoink, western now.
Let's put a what cowboy if they had hat on that.
A six-shooter instead of a katana.
And then George Lucas was like, maybe if I just make that some kind of laser sword and say they're in space, we'll just do the same dang thing. Cyberpunk Robin Hood.
Man, Hollywood should really be paying us. They should just put us in a room and spec scripts for them.
Any day now.
We're here.
I'm sure it'll happen.
We got stuff going on, but we can put it on hold.
What other genres does Robin Hood go into? About like a Elvis Hawaii adventure.
Man, what even genres are there? I think there's just
cyberpunk and Elvis Hawaii adventure.
If you take it to modern television, it's got to be a cop show because that's the only thing that modern TV knows how to do.
Mm-hmm. From the point of view of the sheriff.
Right. So you've got the sheriff of Nottingham as a cop, and then there's this one criminal he keeps trying to catch, but that criminal keeps doing good stuff. And so then you have a Javert situation where he's got to, like, we bring that meme back from the dead. He's got to figure out, like, is Jean Valjean Robin Hood a bad guy worth saving? Are his principles something that he needs to compromise as a cop because this one helps people? Or does he die hating him with his last breath?
Could you do a horror movie for Robin Hood, but it is only horror to millionaires? It's a very targeted demographic.
And tickets cost $10,000. Gotta make it a play or something.
An opera.
Is that what rich people do? They go see operas?
For culture.
Ballets. Just do all three. They're basically the same, right?
Yeah, just smash them all together.
It's all people doing stuff up on a stage. What's the difference?
Can we do a Robin Hood anime?
Yes.
Yes! Gonna Google that real fast. I bet that's a thing.
Where Robin Hood is trying his best to be the best stealer at steel school.
And he has just the coolest hair. His hair kind of looks like a hat with a feather in it, but it's just his hair.
I was gonna say,
and
that
it's
is
green.
The hairstyle.
You are too late. There is an anime called Robin Hood.
Go on.
Pretty straightforward, I think. It's 52 episodes of the Robin Hood story. Oh, wait, hold on.
Who needs that?
Hold on. In this version, Robin and his allies are mostly preteens.
Mm-hmm.
If that...
Okay.
Robin's palace was burned to ashes by the order of Alwyn, the Baron of Nottingham.
Are they from space?
Robin and his cousins flee to Sherwood Forest, hoping to escape persecution. They end up... meeting bandits.
At what point does he enter a mech?
Or a high school.
I'm not seeing
a lot of mech that is
pictures.
A high school.
Not a lot of mech stuff happening.
Hmm.
There's some bow stuff. Some I don't know, mostly bows.
Has there been a mech high school anime?
Yes. Clarify, but yes.
Like, where instead of My Hero Academia, they all have to go to school and learn how to ride mechs and deal with awkward teen problems, but in robots.
There's an anime where the school is a mech, and it is piloted by elementary school children.
See, I said that line as a throwaway joke about 2 minutes ago.
It exists and is real.
What are we doing here? Why aren't we watching that?
End of ramble.
Quitting the podcast. Going to watch an anime about a mech school.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, the ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.